My name is Christine Friday-Kuzik, and this year I'll have an opportunity to present the creation of three new works with Native Earth Performing Arts, Wasagi Chuck Begins to Dance. I'm from Lake Tomogamy, Bear Island. I'm Tomogamy Anishinaabe, but I've been living in Cape Croker for the past 5 years now. And that's where I've been raising my two sons, Mika and Dekumpsi Kijik. I've been dancing since I was 10 years old, and I went to school just for summer school at the National Ballet, but then I continued my training at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet until I was about 16 years old, and then I made the transition into contemporary dance and attended the School of Contemporary Dancers in Winnipeg. After that, I went out to Vancouver and studied at Main Dance Place for a year and finished up my training there. And then when I was 18, I got invited to participate in a show with National Aboriginal Achievement Foundations in the Land of Spirits. And so that was the second remount of the production. And Robert DeRosier, who is a French choreographer, remounted this production. And there are some non-Native dancers, all from different parts of North America, and we ended up doing a tour across Canada. And after that, I landed a three-year contract with DeRosier Dance Theatre and began to establish myself in Toronto. And that was 1992. And in 1995, I decided, I guess I started to feel kind of like a puppet, and the work I was doing didn't have enough depth for myself, and so I decided to attend Native Theatre School. So I went to the Center for Indigenous Theatre in 1995, and that was really kind of changed my life in a sense. And I decided to devote my life to our people, to our communities, and so I've been working in our communities for the past 10 years now, whether it's been teaching dance or and then I had to, I'm going to lose track here. So I've traveled across Canada, throughout North America, and in 1998, I met my husband, and I ended up living in Cape Croker, and I had two sons. So I've been on like a hiatus for about 5 years now. 5 to 7 years. And I just started performing again the past 2 years because my sons are ages 4 and 6 now. So I'm just starting to fall into my dream again. I've isolated myself for 5 years now, so I still feel like I'm a hidden talent. Though I have, you know, I've connected with a lot of artists and I know lots of people, but I think my time is about to come. So I still feel like I haven't shown the world yet everything that I'm made up of, and I've really taken a challenge onto myself now for this next year to see what I can do in a year, see how far I can reach my potential just going for it all, like by training hardcore and reaching out to all of my, you know, potential collaborators and just getting my media kit together and just going for it. So it's kind of exciting. It's very exciting, actually, because I've devoted my life, you know, for the past 7 years to my husband and to my kids. So it's nice to be able to fall into my own dream again. Because you find, women, it's just a natural thing for women to do is to give, and we often forget about ourselves. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been struggling to survive for the past 2 years because I'm a single mother now. So that's also why I had to leave the res for a while, just to fulfill dreams and opportunities, and I didn't want to get stuck in the res rut. So here I am.
You were living on the Nawash community?
Yeah, Cape Croker, Chippewas of Nawash First Nation, Nawash Shingaming.
I see that you're director of cultural programming.
Yeah, I created my own job there about 5 years ago. I had a dream to build a cultural center. So that's where it started from. I worked through the recreation director and created my own position. Basically, I established a youth arts camp as well as an annual concert event. And I would coordinate workshops or even facilitate like dance and theater workshops, or coordinate for other facilitators to come in. So we do stuff like black ash basket making or regalia making workshops. So it was quite a variety. Whatever the community was requesting, I would pull in the resources and present the opportunities to the community. I pulled in $25,000 one year to deliver programming to the community, and it was also for the youth. Mostly I focused on ages 7 to 12, but there was also programming for the teenagers and then for the adults. And as well, there's some amazing elders in that community, and I've been learning Anishinaabe Mo'un for the past 2 years, so that's something I'm very thankful for, that I was given in the community. Learning the language has really helped paint a picture of our culture, and it's very empowering step towards decolonizing oneself, as I'm here on Earth to do.
Totally.
Yeah.
Dancing is another way of speaking, right? How do you see your performance? Are you telling a story? Are you conveying a feeling? Is it modern dance? Is it...
I have a ballet background, but I'm influenced by contemporary dance and contemporary issues. My work is traditional in the way that I approach it, and it's because dance for me is like a prayer at times, and it's my chance to give opportunity, to give thanks, to bring awareness, and it's also a safe grounds to be political and to speak your mind. I'm influenced by my surroundings, and it's always been a way of me working through either troubles in my life or something I'm upset about, or I see an injustice in the world. I can work through that through my art, and then it's almost like having a letting go of it and then having a clean slate for the next experience and the next challenge. So it's a way of, for me, I'm here to become a better person, to be a good person here on Earth. So it's a way of moving through those type of transitions.
The idea of politically oriented dance is, like, fascinating to me. How, I guess this is from you having gone through ballet and not finding it rewarding enough for you. But how do you come to a style of dance that lets you speak about political and social and cultural problems and progress?
I wasn't interested in doing, you know, the mainstream Nutcracker or, you know, Swan Lake, or they used to call me, my teachers used to call me like a wild horse that couldn't be tamed. So I guess it's something, I'm just charged by my own and driven by my own spirit. I felt at times, like in the society or even within our own communities, like you begin to feel boxed in. And for me, I've always wanted to, this is a way of breaking out of the box and having an opportunity to speak your mind and also to inspire young people that's actually a big part of it for me. Like, I'm not in this to be rich or to be famous. It's more about inspiring people to, you know, speak their truths or to follow their dreams. That's always what I've been driven by. It comes from the bottom of my guts. And I also think that people are moved by art when it reflects reality. And as well, I seem to have an effect to make people cry, which is almost like working through something, and letting go. And also, like, for so long, we've had to hold our bundles and not, you know, speak out, know, so much has happened to us through colonization that now it just seems like this, you know, the seventh or this eighth generation coming up is really, it seems to be very empowered, especially the artists. And also from, there's not too many forms that you can do that, where you can be so expressive like that, or just be able to, you know, speak your mind or speak out about different injustices or speak about the beauties of the world, and or even, you know, taking people away from their problems or taking a moment for people to remember about, you know, the simple things in life, like the natural rhythms in life, like the water or like just the natural elements of the world.